I will live from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday Night Trivia broadcast with your host, Kimberly Purvis. Now, for those of you new just tuning in to us or just tuning in to listen, be sure to check out our Facebook national page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. On our website, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales or proceeds we get and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all fifth time of need. So by all means, please purchase something or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Check out our YouTube channel and subscribe. We're on MeWe. Click on Organizations. Scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and participate. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. And those of you that are too shy to call, we also have a chat room right here in Blog Talk that is also live during our broadcasts. So either way, come on in, say hello, participate. Come have some fun tonight and join us in our trivia. Always a fun show and always learn something new. Now with that, allow me to bring in your host, Ms. Kimberly Purvis, and our major ass pain, Lorna Munson.
I'm not an ass pain this time. It's Ralph. Ralph's the ass pain today.
Well, you shouldn't have left him alone.
He ate my fire extinguisher, and I got powder everywhere, and I'm pretty sure he ingested it because when my brother came to let him out of the camper, he drank the whole bowl of water.
Dogs have done dumber things. Like mine.
Uh-huh.
Mine eat plastic soda. So she chews them and she shits them out.
And I'm missing pieces of the fire extinguisher, so I'm pretty sure he swallowed it. So now I got to watch him poop.
Yeah. My pit that I used to have, my first one, he ate, that little bastard, he got a hold of my handgun. Somehow, he chewed the handle, got the magazine out, and ate a bullet, and part of the spring.
Oh, no.
And, oh, yeah, yeah. I took him to the vet, and the vet's like, they x-rayed him. He's like, he'll be okay. I just had to watch his poop. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
That was
well,
the dumbest damn deal. I don't know.
I've had Ralph in the intensive care 4 times now because of him eating shit. 3 times for him eating deer carcass that he don't chew the bone and he gets plugged up, and then the 4th time was from a beaver attack.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it nailed his main artery in his shoulder. But he killed the beaver.
Oh, dear.
And I had to have a beaver on ice for 10 days.
Why?
Make sure it wasn't full of rabies.
Yeah, well, couldn't they have just tested the dog, tested it dead or alive? I mean, it didn't matter.
they could have, but it would have cost me $500.
Oh.
That's
yeah.
Not full of beaver.
I know. Pretty frigid. Yep.
He's just letting you know that you left him alone too long today.
Well,
that's
I guess
what
that,
I mean.
You know, I left at like 4:15 this morning, and Thad came out to the camper at 5:30. So he was only in here for an hour and 15 minutes, but he knew something was up because most of the time if I get up, he'll stay in the bunk, but he knew something was up because he was not having laying down, and I didn't want to wake Thad and Mary up. So I left him in the camper, and I guess I ain't doing that again. He wrecked the screen for my door.
Well, hopefully he doesn't tear shit up again.
No,
Mine
he won't
will
be lucky.
Randomly just do shit. I don't care. They get a box full of toys and stuff that could be sitting there for weeks and a month at a time, and they won't touch it. And then one day they're going to have just sheer boredom. They're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to see what's in that box. And it could be a sealed box. And they don't care.
No, then.
Nothing is
no,
sacred to these two idiots.
No, they're saying I'm going to piss Mama off today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Roscoe, he ate my lawnmower twice, and he ate my battery-operated drill.
Yeah, remote controls are not sacred in this house.
Oh,
they are not. Remote controls.
Yeah, one of them got my Shiatsu leg part of it. They got the remote for that. That went in the garbage.
My dog alone has chewed PlayStation remote controls, TV remotes, CDs, books, shoes, shit they're not supposed to. His dog, on the other hand, will chew underwear, pants, socks, all kinds of shit. Yeah, for him, you can't leave anything out, no clothes at all, because he'll chew them.
Yeah.
Clean or dirty, he don't care.
And he ate my neighbor's car, and there must have been a squirrel or something that went up there, and he tore the whole front end pretty much off. Tore numerous neighbors of my rain gutters off. They tore up drain tile. Thank God I've got cool neighbors. Or did have.
True.
Yeah.
So I just picked, for tonight's trivia, I just picked random trivia questions. So some of these are just random, have nothing to do with anything in particular. And then I found some science fiction trivia, but science fiction movies. And sport. So, excuse me. So, on the average, most people have fewer friends than their friends have. This is known as what? What's it called?
Introvert.
No. Kara, guess. Take a guess, Lorna.
Outrovert.
It's called the friend's paradox, and I've never heard of that. It says you're more likely to be friends with someone who has more friends than someone who has fewer friends than you. And that was circular reasoning right there. If that wasn't deep, that whole response, that the answer what a friendship paradox is just circular reasoning. Or they spoke the answers in a circle. What's the shortest complete English sentence?
F you.
Close. Close. The clear version? Go. Go.
Go.
That's it. Go. Now, see, I thought about it. Well, I wouldn't stop. Like you telling someone, stop, right? But that's four letters. So therefore, huh?
That's not a sentence.
Go, yeah, it is.
No,
that's all you need. Go.
It's a word.
It is a sentence. But it's still a sentence. It's directing you to do something. So, told you it's useless trivia question, okay? In ancient Greece, throwing an apple at someone was a declaration of what?
Sour.
Say that again.
In ancient Greece, throwing an apple at someone was what kind of declaration? What are you trying to say when you throw an apple at someone in Greece?
Well, do you keep a doctor away?
Nah. Love. In ancient Greece, throwing an apple at a woman was seen as a marriage proposal. What if she throws it back? Does that mean yes?
What if you give her a concussion?
No shit, what if you hit her with it? I mean, damn. U.S. television allows alcohol to be advertised if what? Wow, I did not know that, and I'm going to have to pay attention. What's the only way you could advertise alcohol on TV?
Give to minors, 21 under.
Actually, no. That's a good one, though, but no. No alcohol is consumed in the commercial. Nobody ever drinks the alcohol you see in a commercial.
That's true.
It's not a law or FCC regulation. It's just a broadcasting standard. But they do have those warnings, you know, those new commercials. Have you seen them where the cop is, he's like almost invisible and the guy looks drunk, he's leaving a bar, and it shows the alcohol, like in his car, and it shows the alcohol levels rising in the car. Those are good. I mean, it's just telling you don't drink and drive, drink responsibly, and this and the other. They really should make one for no drinking under 21. They really should. What English word becomes its opposite when the letters F-E are in front of it?
F-E or F-E?
F-E.
F as in fart?
Foxtrot echo. You put those two letters in front of a word, it becomes the opposite of what that word was. And no, it's not like Pig Latin. No.
I don't know.
Male. male. M-A-L-E. You put F-E in front of male, and it becomes the opposite of what that word was. Female. Told you these are totally pointless trivia questions. I'm just telling you. I just looked it up. Okay.
Pee-pee.
Where was the first carrot found? The first carrot. You know the orange things that rabbits eat? Where was the first one found?
In Lorna's ass.
Up your ass.
Where was it found? And the answer will be just like, really?
In the garden?
Dirt.
It's obvious. Huh?
In the dirt, yeah.
In the ground, just like the rest. It's a root, so that's where they found it. It's not like the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The Easter Bunny did.
Okay, I didn't know this. Dump, floater, and wipe are terms used in what sport or what team sport?
What were the words?
Dump, D-U-M-P, floater, and wipe are terms used in what team sport?
Oh, football.
Basketball.
Volleyball. I've never heard of those terms.
No.
Ooh. What is the, this is a psychological question now, guys, racism. What's the only thing you can lose and never get back?
Your mind.
You can get your mind back. So that was a good one, but no. It's not your mind because you could get your mind back.
Your brain.
Therapy. That's true, too, but that's not the answer they have here, Lorna. Time.
No.
This second, it's not going to come back ever in your life. But true, virginity, once you lose it, you can never get it back. So, now,
so
unless
I'm
you do...
Right.
Huh?
So I'm technically right.
Technically, you are right, but... you know, but they say that people that they, what you call it? They, oh, hell, when you make a thing and you never have sex again. But you see, technically, you know what I'm talking about?
Celibacy.
So, yes.
Celibacy.
Celibacy, yeah.
Celibacy.
But you still lost your virginity. So, technically,
right.
There's two things that you can lose and never get back. So technically that answer is wrong. Okay.
What's the other one?
Time. You can't go back in the past. So once this second's gone, it's gone. You can't get
right.
it back. That's what they talk about with sleep. Once you lose sleep, you can't make up for it. I mean, it's an old wives' tale. I mean, people are like, I want to sleep in. I want to make up for lost time. No, you can't. So what English word, God, what English word is always spelled incorrectly?
There.
No, it's not always. Listen to the question. What English word is always spelled incorrectly. It's always I wonder who came up with some of this shit. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world?
Kilimanjaro?
No, Mount Everest. It's always the highest mountain on Earth, even before anybody knew it was there. It's still
a trick question. Hey.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So it's kind of like, what color was Paul Revere's white horse?
White.
Believe it or not, there are people who will get that answer wrong.
This is...
Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant.
I'm not kidding either. College students, I've missed those two questions. Those were questions on one of my nursing exams, and my teacher just randomly asked stupid shit like that to see if you're paying attention. How many months have 28 days?
One.
No, 12.
All of them?
They all have 28.
They all have 28 days. How many sides does a circle have?
None.
No.
No, they do.
One.
How many sides does a circle have?
One.
Two.
Two. Oh, the outside and the inside.
Yep. What has 13 hearts but no other organs?
Deck of cards.
Ooh, very good. What three letters change a girl into a woman?
Oh.
These are some thought-provoking questions. They're not just useless. These make you really think. What three letters changes a girl into a woman?
Quit passing cross.
Age. Age. Will turn a girl...
Age.
From a girl to a woman, age.
Old age, like Lorna.
Like Bobby. Bobby's an old woman.
What looks like, oh my God, I'm telling you, what looks like a half-cut apple?
What looks like a half-what, apple?
Half-cut apple. You cut an apple in half, what does it look like?
A butt.
Ass cheek.
The other half?
Oh,
I swear to God, these are dad jokes. These are rejected dad jokes. What is full of holes but still holds water?
Well, I would say Bobby, but that would be a hole in the air.
Cork and one is butt, and she'll look like Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. I give up on that one. Kim?
I think
did
Kim
we
did
lose
too.
Her?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the trivia question tonight.
Just don't hurt yourself thinking.
That's very possible. I've been up since 2:30.
we got the kids overnight.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, they've been with us all day.
I wonder how you want to take bets on how long before Kim pops back in.
She's probably still talking.
I know. That's why I said make bets.
There she is.
I don't know what happened. I'm just sitting there. So did you get the other question? What's full of holes but still holds water?
Lorna.
A sponge. A sponge. Holes in it but still holds water. Okay. What is in the middle of middle and at the end of end? Take those two words, middle and end. What's in the middle of the middle and at the end of end?
Middle end.
No, the letter D. The big D, like, not like Dallas either. What is the longest English word? Wow. What's the longest English word with only one vowel?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or something?
No, that's more than one vowel in there. This word has one vowel.
I don't know.
Strength. At nine letters, strength. At nine letters long, it is the longest word in the English language with only one vowel, E. Okay, unless you can prove that you're a magician, what is illegal to own as a pet in Queensland, Australia?
Wabbit?
Yeah, a rabbit.
Kangaroo.
That's what I said, a wabbit, a West Coast wabbit.
These cute little things have caused immense ecological damage to Australia for the last 150 years. Wow. Which U.S. president was the only bachelor when he was in office?
Actually.
Right.
Biden?
No.
Phew.
James Buchanan. I didn't know he was single.
Ah, shit.
Okay.
That's a sneezy. Hold that thought. I'll be right
planet,
there.
What? On what planet is a year longer than a day?
Uranus.
Close.
Uranus.
Venus. Venus has the longest day of any planet in our solar system. Venus is usually, it's unusual because it spins in the opposite direction of Earth and most other planets. And it's extremely slow. It takes about 243 Earth days to spin around just one time. Because it's so close to the sun, a year goes by fast. Therefore, a day on Venus is nearly 20 Earth days longer than a year. How the fuck do they know this stupid shit? Which girl's name is also the name given to a female donkey?
Jackass, Bobby.
I said girl. Oh, Bobby can be a girl's name, but no.
Yeah. Donkey. I know of a couple of Bobbies.
Jenny.
I know a couple of Bobbies that are girls.
Oh, I knew a Bobby that was a female. Actually, her husband was a Bobby, and she was a Bobby. One was I-E, and the other one was Y. But Jenny is what they call a female donkey. In the Bible, who alone killed a quarter of the world's population?
I don't know. Biden.
Cain. According to the Bible, Cain killed Abel when the only humans in existence were Adam, Eve, and Cain and Abel. So he theoretically killed a quarter of the population.
Huh. I think Biden's getting to be past that.
Oh, shit, no. We're going to be, yeah, wait for that day to pop off. What day is 2 days before the day? Wait a minute. That's a damn tongue twister. What day is 2 days before the day immediately following the day 3 days before the day 2 days after the fuck? Okay, get your pens and paper out, guys. Ready? I have to read this a few times so I can get it. What day is 2 days before the day immediately following the day 3 days before the day 2 days after the day immediately before Friday?
That's too much for my brain to handle right now. Holy crap.
No shit. That's the ultimate tongue twister. It's Tuesday. Okay. The day before Friday is Thursday. 2 days after that is Saturday. 3 days before that is Wednesday. The day immediately following that is Thursday. So 2 days before that is Tuesday. So the final correct answer is Tuesday. I don't like these questions. I have it. And when you're not drinking, it makes your brain go, huh? What goes, Jesus, what goes up but never goes down?
Bobby's eagle?
Yeah, but see, eventually it can come down, so. No, folks, no. It's another one of those thought-provoking questions. What goes
what?
Up but never comes down? And it's not gravity. So.
Gas prices.
Your age. Your age.
Oh.
Those, yeah, your age constantly goes up. You can never go back. Oh. How do you call a woman that knows where her husband is at all times?
Nosy?
No.
Insecure?
A widow?
Oh, there you go.
She knows where he is.
Yep.
What is the only number spelled out in English that has the same number of letters as its value?
Oh, that's hurting my head.
So the number, think of all the numbers and you spell it out, but it has the same value as the letters in its name.
I have no idea.
Four. F-O-U-R has the same letters as in its name. One is O-N-E. There's three letters, but it's not one. Two is T-W-O. Three.
Oh,
four
I get
up.
It. Gotcha.
Oh, so what? Whew. I didn't know we had this. In the U.S., the $10,000 bill was last printed in 1945. And is the largest denomination ever in public circulation. Whose portrait's on that? I didn't know we had one.
I have no clue.
Salmon P. Chase, the Secretary of the Treasury, his portrait is on the $10,000 bill. I did not know he had a $10,000 bill. But it, the last one was made in 1945. So.
Well, Bobby should have got that one, right?
What does the word karaoke literally mean?
I don't know.
Empty orchestra.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. What fruit floats because 25% of its volume is air?
Lorna.
I knew that was coming.
What fruit float? Think of Halloween.
Pumpkin.
What fruit float?
Pumpkin.
Do pumpkins float? No. No. It's a game.
Oh.
You play this usually on Halloween. Bob for what?
Apples.
They float because of their high volume of air. If an item is denser than water, it will sink. An apple is the only thing, only fruit that floats.
And that's why Luna floats.
You're full of hot air. Oh my God, I'm tired.
What is the only food that never expires, ever?
That sounds like it's a trick waiting to happen.
Oh, no, it's a real thing, but I don't know if you consider it food, but, I mean, you eat it, of course, but it's not like something like scrambled eggs or something like that. So it's the only thing that you can consume that never expires.
I give up.
Oh,
honey.
What
honey.
Is it?
Honey.
Oh, damn. I
when
eat that every day.
When excavating ancient Egyptian tombs, archaeologists found pots of honey thousands of years old and still edible. As long as the container is sealed, raw honey will never spoil. Although it never truly expires, honey can crystallize or granulate, but it's still safe to consume. So it could dry out, and it's still edible. Even though it crystallizes, it's still edible. Fun fact, the oldest jar of honey was found in the tomb of a noblewoman in Georgia. As far as archaeologists have found, this is considered to be the world's oldest honey, about 5,500 years old.
Probably the best honey,
too. I think that they don't mean not Georgia in the United States, but Georgia over there in, you know.
Right.
What's the brightest star in the sky?
North.
No.
South.
Sirius.
The sun.
Known as the dog star. For Sirius A, Sirius is the brightest star in the Earth's night sky. The star has outshone only by several planets and the International Space Station. Aha! Okay, I didn't know this either. What's the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Graveyards are attached to churches. Cemeteries are standalone. I just thought it had two different names.
Yeah.
You know, like white bread, wheat bread. It's still bread. No, it depends on. Did you know over in Europe, who the people are that's buried closer to the church, who they are? You know who they are?
No.
Usually the priests, the nuns, and all of that. The farther away from the church, this is what, the farther away you're buried from the church, the farther from God you are. So that's why priests and monks and all of that are always buried right next to the church.
Yeah.
They're abbeys, but they call them abbeys. They actually have people involved in the church, usually underground or in certain places. It's pretty cool to go to the abbeys that's over in Europe. It's pretty cool. The world's first speeding ticket was issued in 1896. Where did it happen? And no, it was not in America.
Germany.
It was in London, England.
Oh.
Walter Arnold was driving.
Isn't Germany where that?
Walter Arnold was driving four times the limit at an astonishing speed of 8 miles per hour. Back in those days, the speed limit was 2 miles per hour. You could easily walk faster. The driver was eventually arrested after being chased by a cop on a bicycle. Yeah, so those, their cars, remember, their cars were not like, you know, they are now. In feudal Japan, why did lords purposely build homes with squeaky floors?
So there was no teepee creeping.
There was no what?
Teepee creeping.
They were used as a defense measure against ninjas. Ninjas are stealthy little bastards.
Of course.
Yeah, see, like my house, you can't walk through my house and not hear. You will know where somebody's at in my house when you walk. There's no getting around it. That's just how our floors are. What U.S. state's constitution is the longest in the world? So I guess every state has a constitution. Which state has the longest constitution? And how many words is in it?
It's got to be Washington.
No, actually, it's Alabama. And it's 310,000 words. That's a long damn...
Crazy.
Man, I got so much energy to read that many words. Shit. Holy crap. I could see this. What country has the most vending machines per capita?
I don't know.
So this country has a shit ton of people and a shit
China.
Ton of vending machines.
China.
Japan.
I was going to say that. That was
there's
my
one
second
vending guess. Machine. There's one vending machine for every 23 people.
Oh, wow.
Everything is in vending machines in Japan. Oh, my God. What was the first patented service uniform in the United States?
Army.
No. Think magazine.
Oh.
Think of the different magazines.
Like, what kind of magazines?
Who have uniforms?
Like,
huh?
who had uniforms and magazines?
Yeah. Think of a magazine cover where the people had specific uniforms.
Doctors.
Playboy Bunny.
I was going to say Playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fever.
What is the oldest authenticated age for a human?
123.
Damn, you're close. 122. That's old.
I heard that not too long ago, actually.
Wow. What two cities represent letters in the phonetic alphabet? Think of the military phonetic alphabet. There are two cities that have two of the phonetic alphabet.
New York.
Like Alpha Bravo. So out of the whole phonetic alphabet, there are...
New York.
No. New York's not in the phonetic alphabet. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta. Think of the whole phonetic alphabet. There are two cities in the world that actually are named after two of the phonetic alphabet words.
I don't know.
Oh, yes, I know. There are two different
India.
Countries.
India.
No, city. Not a country. They're in two different countries, but there's a city in each of those countries. One called... And I have no idea where this other country is to save my life. Lima. Oh, is that Peru? Lima, Peru?
Yeah.
So Lima is one, and the other one is in a cold country. But think of the cities that's in some of these cold countries. And their city name is a phonetic alphabet word. We're neighbors.
Romeo.
Quebec.
Quebec.
Yeah, Quebec is actually Q in the phonetic alphabet. But Romeo will be close, but it's Rome, but not Romeo, so, but no. What did clocks never have before 1577?
What did who never have?
What did clocks never have? A clock. So in 1577, clocks changed. What was added to the clock in 1577?
Fruit.
Huh?
Or it's either fruit or bug. Certain kind of bug.
Think of what's on the clock.
Ink. Dye.
A clock. C-L-O-C-K. A time sheet.
Oh, a clock. I thought you said cloth.
Oh, no. What did clock not have before 1577?
Hands.
Okay.
Second hands.
You have to elaborate.
Second hands.
Minute hands. It used to only have the hour. Sundials. It was eventually invented by Jost Bergi for, it is believed, Tycho Brahe, an astronomer who needed an accurate clock for stargazing. Yeah, the clock only had the hour. Actually, they did not have, they were like sundial is what they used. They didn't actually have a clock on the wall. Really? What is the most frequently sold item at Walmart? I had no idea.
You don't know.
It's a food item on their way down to there. It's a food item.
It's a food item. Cereal?
No. Bananas.
Bananas.
Although Walmart has never disclosed how many bananas they sell each year, the number has to be immense considering that over 200 million people shop in its stores worldwide every single week. But they do go through a shit ton of bananas. What language has the most words?
What language has the most words?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gotta be like Asia or Chinese or
no,
something.
They have the most consonants. They have the most letters, I mean consonants and stuff. No, it's not that. Closer than you think.
Bobby. Huh?
English.
English. Really?
Yeah. Think about it. There, and there.
Oh.
Hours. Yeah, we've got three or four different words to mean to sound the same but mean different things. China or Asian
right.
languages, all the Chinese and all that, they have all the consonants and all the individual, you know, letters, which Chinese is the hardest language. But there are English words that you cannot translate to in other languages. They don't have a word for it. Why do pirates wear earrings? This is funny. I didn't know this. It's a dumb reason. They wore earrings to improve their eyesight.
Oh.
They believe that the precious metal in an earring had healing powers, and it would fix their eyes. In terms of production volume, what is the most popular fruit in the world?
Grapes.
Milk?
Strawberries.
No.
Oranges.
No, you're never going to guess. Tomato.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot that's a fruit.
Tomatoes are actually a fruit.
Yeah.
Who is the oldest man? Yeah, because think about tomatoes. Italy, France, all those places, everyone uses it for spaghetti sauce. Who's the oldest man to win People magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
Elliot.
This is an old quiz because he ain't this age. So this is an old fucking quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Who's one sexiest man alive? And this dude's probably in his 70s now.
Sam Elliott?
Maybe 80. Close. He's not from here.
Not from here?
Nope.
The older this
man gets, the better looking he gets. Sean Connery.
Oh.
But he's not 59. Unless he won it at 59, when he was 59, he's the oldest man to win at a period ever in all of People's Magazine. He might have been 59. I don't think this quiz is that fucking old, but still. He's got to be in his 70s or 80s right now.
Yeah.
And so it's Sam Elliott. I mean, they're like, wow. The older they get, the better looking they get. The Vatican Bank has the only ATM in the world that allows the person to do what? Think of what you do on an ATM. What kind of transactions that
debit,
you do?
Credit, draw.
No, they all let you withdraw. But it's the only one. They perform transactions in Latin.
Oh, I have no clue.
Every ATM is in Spanish or English. Or if they're in other countries like Russia, it would be Russian and English and everything else. But the one in the Vatican is the only ATM where you can do it in Latin.
Huh.
Ha, ha, ha. What do you call a group of unicorns?
Bobby and his friends.
The Alphabet Mafia. No, a blessing. Did you know the unicorn is Scotland's mascot animal?
I thought it was the leprechaun. Oh, that's
Irish.
No,
that's Ireland. Scoop. No, really.
I told you.
The milk thistle is Scotland's flower, but the unicorn is their animal, mascot, whatever. Ours is the bald eagle. There's the unicorn. Ferdinand Porsche designed what car launched in 1937?
Who?
Ferdinand Porsche. You know, like the Porsche cars? What kind of car did they come up with in
1937? Porsche?
He came up with a Porsche, but at some other time. But in 1937, he came up with this particular car. And I swear to God, I did not know that two came up with these vehicles.
LTD.
A Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh.
I didn't know Porsche made the Beetles.
No, neither did I.
Okay. I know this one, and the only reason why I know this answer is because I saw it on a TV show like 15 years ago. Kopi Luwak is a very expensive type of what?
What was the name of it?
And if you, Kopi Luwak. Kopiluwak. If you ever watch CSI Vegas, you'll know what I'm talking about.
And now what was the question?
Kopi Luwak, very expensive type of what? It belongs to a certain category of things, but it is very expensive. And when you find out what it is, you're never going to want it ever use it. Ever.
Perfume.
No, it's even worse than that. Kopi Luwak is a very expensive type of coffee. Okay.
Oh.
It's listen to this.
That's made out of poop.
It's derived from partially digested coffee cherries eaten and defecated by civet cats.
Yeah, poop.
So they eat the coffee cherries, and then they poop them out, and then they make coffee out of it. That's disgusting. I don't care how much you sterilize it. I do not care. I am not going to ingest that something ate and pooped out. That's just disgusting. Okay, so I wish everybody would call, anybody would call, you know, let me know what kind of trivia questions you want me to do or a topic for a show because it's pretty cool and, you know, get some help doing whatever.
I think we should do one on cults.
Stephanie Christian is not certified to help you.
What?
True. Well, we've done on everything else. Why not that? I'll do it next week.
Yeah, I just was listening to this thingy about missing people, and it turned out a cult got them, kidnapped them.
Well, think about what they consider to be a cult. It's not just a religious thing either. Huh?
There's this one cult that's all over the world. It's got all over the world members, and it's called
the Illuminati.
O-N-A, I think it was called.
The Illuminati. I'm serious. The Illuminati would be considered a cult. You like David Koresh and the Branch Davidian? That was a cult. He thought he was up there with God. Jim Jones is another one. But yeah, it doesn't have to be. Do you know that if you're a Trump supporter, they say that we're in a cult?
Yeah. I'm as far away from a cult as you can possibly imagine.
Well, it is. It's true. But think of what a cult really does. You have to give everything up to belong to that cult. Do anybody who voted for Trump, and this is why I'm going to tell you about, you can totally debunk this bullshit. Did Trump ever ask us to give up all of our life savings, our home, our vehicles, and our money? No.
No, that kind of sounds like Biden.
That administration is a cult, if you think about it, because the elites are Democrats, like the Illuminati. You do have to pretty much sell your soul to the devil to be part of the elite and the Illuminati and their satanic bullshit. So just because, don't get me wrong, there are Christian cults, pretty bad ones, like I said, David Koresh and Jim Jones and things like that. But you also have satanic cults just as much. So yeah, we instead of doing trivia, we could actually go over that next Saturday for a topic. So not a bad idea.
And people don't ever hear about them all that much, but they're out there.
Oh yeah. And you know, people don't want to think about it, but also look at the Hare Krishnas. I'm not saying they are, but think of how you have to do certain things, what you call them, the Masons, you have to, once you're at the bottom, it's like whatever, but once you start getting towards the top, like 33rd degree Masons, that's also considered a cult. Because you have to give things up. You have to sacrifice something to be part of it. And so, yeah, that is considered a cult. It's not what people think, though. And that's what makes it so irritating, just because it's like I saw this video talking about Christians, and, you know, everything happens for a reason. God's plan, right? So I said, well, you know, I may be a Christian, but I don't have to respect Biden. I do not have to. He's destroying America. So somebody had told me I was whining about it. I'm like, no, dude, I'm just merely making a statement. I don't have to respect him. I don't hate him. I just don't respect him. And he's destroying America. That's not whining. Whining is what all the liberals and Democrats did for 4 years when Trump was president. See, that's the difference between the Democratic Party is a cult.
Yep.
Think about it. You can't think for, you're not allowed to think for yourself. Why do you think, and I hate to say this, but the black population really needs to stop and think why they're Democrats. And I'm not talking back in JFK time, you know, when you could be a Republican or a Democrat and not mean a damn thing. It's, you know what I'm saying, like ideology, you know, whatever. They're told because you're black, you have to be a Democrat. You have to vote this way. That's a cult. You have to give everything up in order to get, and that's what that is. So that's not a bad idea to do a show on cult. Oh, please don't. Hold on. I got that. Oh, excuse me. I'm looking at. Okay. It's work. I've been on call for the last 4 damn days. My body hurts. And I'm on call tomorrow for 2 hours. I can't wait for our new staff to start driving me insane. So our next line of quiz trivia. How much do you guys know about Star Wars?
Nothing. I hate that show.
You really hate those movies?
Yeah.
Well, you suck. All right. All right. We'll skip down to... What do you know about Star Trek?
I'm not an outer space person. I have enough problems with that on my own.
Let's see.
Since Bobby isn't participating anymore.
I know, fucker. Okay, well, this is kind of a random thing. Which author wrote the bestseller Jurassic Park, which hatched into the successful film franchise? Who was the author of the Jurassic Park book?
Ah, God, I don't know. I like the movie, but I don't know the freaking author.
Michael Crichton.
Oh, I know that name. I recognize that name.
Hold on a second. Some say it was written in 1818. Is the first science fiction novel. Who wrote it?
Well,
oh,
that one Bobby should. That one Bobby definitely his age.
No, think about okay. Shit. I can't think of it. Mary Shelley.
Never heard of her.
Wrote Frankenstein.
Oh.
Arthur C. Clarke's short story, The Sentinel, became which classic film directed by Stanley Kubrick in 1968. Oh, wow. It's funny because the movie was made in 1968, but it was about the future.
Back to the Future?
No, close. 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Oh.
Yeah, these are hard questions. And what 1987 film featured Arnold Schwarzenegger was based on a 1982 novel of the same name written by Stephen King?
Terminator.
Hold on. No.
Kindergarten Cop.
The right answer. Hold on. Oh, no. The Running Man.
Oh. Yeah. That's a good movie.
I just said that.
I didn't hear you.
You got to speak it out loud, Bobby, not think it.
I'm not Lorna.
I know, Laura, you're going to know some of these Star Wars questions. Or some of these. In Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, who reveals himself to be Luke Skywalker's father?
Oh, that's the furry guy.
It's what?
The furry guy, whatever his name is.
No, that's Chewbacca. Who says,
yeah,
Luke, I am your father? Darth Vader.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Huh, okay. Let's see. In Doctor Who, what is the first name of Rose Tyler's mother?
Mary.
Wow. Jackie. These are hard questions. Shit. What is the name of Marty McFly's father in Back to the Future films?
What's the name of his father?
Yeah. Who's Marty McFly's father? What's his name?
Isn't it like Dean or something like that?
No.
Fred, Bob, George.
George.
I got one right. Ding, 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 ding.
Hold on a second. Let me look at this. I think I gotta go. Let's see. Oh, you're not gonna know that. Nope. They first appeared in the original TV show Battlestar Galactica. They are robots built by an extinct reptilian race. What are they called?
Praying Mantis.
They actually made Battlestar Galactica twice. They made it back in the 70s, and they did a remake of it. And when they did the remake, the original ones looked like giant walking toasters. with the red eye that goes back and forth. But when they remade it, they actually made them to look like people. And you didn't even know who they were. But what were they called?
I don't think I ever watched any of them.
they made a movie. Then they made a TV series. And it lasted very long. And then they did the reboot. And it got quite a few big names in it, actually. A lot of actors got their start from the Battlestar Galactica series. and went on to other things. Edward James Olmos was Adama, the father, but the robots are called Cylon. Yeah, no, I got a lot of useless knowledge in my head, and I hate it. It just drives me nuts. They were originally based on a toy line. Their first television episode was called Arrival from Cybertron. They are now involved in a movie franchise developed by Michael Bay. Who came from Cybertron? The planet Cybertron.
Who what? The Cybertron?
Who came from the planet Cybertron? And there's a whole movie series that Michael Bay produced. Okay, one of the names of, think of Dark Side of the Moon.
Pink Floyd.
No, wrong Dark Side of the Moon. The Dark Side of the Moon was the third or fourth movie, Bumblebee.
I don't know.
Transformers.
Oh, you should have said cartoon.
Well, actually, it's not a cartoon anymore. Michael Bay actually made Transformers, the first one, and then the second one. I forgot. And the third one, and then there's the one called Bumblebee.
Well, look at the Ninja Turtles. That was a cartoon way back in the day, and now it's got those.
Yeah, and they made them into, and they made it into actual movie. Although unnamed, this race first appeared in the Stargate movie. They are the primary adversary in SG-1, and they're parasites. I've seen all. Okay, I've binge watched way too many TV shows. I've seen every episode, and I've seen all of Stargate Atlantis and Babylon 5. I've seen them all. But
I've never really been that much of a TV person. I don't think I've watched a whole series of anything.
The Goa'uld, or the Goa'uld, however you want to pronounce it, they look like little serpents, and they get into your spine, and they give you, you know, make you live forever. All right. Let me see. Damn, I didn't realize Doctor Who had that many doctors. Damn. You know the TV show Doctor Who?
I heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it was back in the 60s and 70s. It ran forever. How many Doctor Who's has there been? Huh?
Didn't he have, like, dark curly hair? Wavy hair?
Yeah, and that long tie? I mean, yeah. But how many characters, how many Doctor Who's have there been?
I don't know.
13.
Really? Wasn't
I didn't know that. I thought there was only three.
Wasn't Weird Al one of them?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah, I know the first Doctor Who, and then there was another guy, and then there is the woman, but she's the 13th one, but she is the 13th Doctor Who. And I didn't realize there was 13 of them. Let's see. Oh, okay. So these are guess their names, the characters' names. From the Terminator film, Sarah Connor is the mother of John Connor. Who's the woman who played Sarah Connor?
Oh, damn. I should know that one, too, because I like her. Oh, Now, if you would have asked it the other way, I would have got it. Don't ask me the real names.
Her initials are L.A.
Lori.
No.
I don't remember.
Linda Hamilton.
Linda. That's right.
Yeah. From the Alien franchise, Ellen Ripley is the main protagonist in the original film series. Who played Ellen Ripley? You know,
she's got short.
I didn't realize. Huh?
She's got short brown hair.
Well, it's gray now, but yeah.
Yeah, well, dark hair. I can tell you what they look like, but I can't tell you their name.
Sigourney Weaver.
I wouldn't have got that one at all.
From the X-Files TV series and films, Dana Scully is a skeptic of the paranormal and professional partner Fox Mulder. Who plays Dana Scully?
Oh, God, I used to watch that show all the time. And I can't even picture what that was. I can't even picture what she looked like.
Redhead.
Yeah, still not ringing a bell. Yeah, I don't know. That one made my brain hurt.
Gillian Anderson.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
From Star Wars, the Princess of Alderaan and Princess Leia is also Luke Skywalker's twin sister. Who played Princess Leia?
Brown hair, long, but wrapped up into all kinds of little funky things on top of her head.
Yep.
That's all I got.
Harry Fisher. Did you hear what she said about Trump?
Uh-uh.
She said it's over her dead body before Trump was ever president, and she died before he got sworn in.
Oh, really?
That's what they say, watch what you wish for.
That's the same thing that happened to that friend of mine, Dick. He said that there's no way in hell President Biden will be his president, and he died on President's Day.
Skip that one. In the third trilogy of Star Wars, okay, because don't forget, Star Wars was actually made 4, 5, and 6, and then 1, 2, and 3, and then 7, 8, and 9, and then 10. So they made the middle ones before they made the first three. So in the third trilogy of Star Wars films, Rey takes on the Skywalker name, although has no relation by birth. This is in the last Skywalker. She is not a Skywalker.
I don't even, that one's scrambling my brain.
Rey. Okay, well, if you haven't seen the last one, sorry if I killed you, you're Daisy Ridley. I think I said that. Hold on a second. Yeah, Daisy Ridley. So there's an assumption, if you watch the whole movie, Kylo Ren, Han Solo and Princess Leia's son. And I guess you have to watch them all in order to get this whole thing. he went bad just like Darth Vader went bad. You know, and if you watch the original, he went bad. And, well, Luke Skywalker tried to kill his nephew. And so later on, there's a girl that comes around, and she is the last Skywalker, even though she's not related. And that's why they said, so you go through this whole entire movie, and you're sitting there thinking that she's his daughter. But I don't think Luke Skywalker ever had any kids. So it's kind of, it was kind of cool, but you have to watch all the Star Wars movies from beginning to end. It's kind of like, if you watch the Halloween movie, you can't watch them in order of production year because you'll be lost.
Right.
So you have to, and there's actually one that's about a witch or whatever, which has nothing to do with Michael Myers. Not a damn thing has to do with it. So you don't even have to watch that one. But there are, I think, there's like 12 Halloween movies.
Really? I think I've watched maybe two.
Yeah, there's a lot. And they did a remake of one called Halloween, and that's another one. And they just renamed it Halloween, and it's really confusing. So if you don't want to watch, a whole sequel of movies, type it up and say, what's the best order to watch? Star Wars, Jaws, anything that has multiple movies, look it up, because you will get lost if you watch things in the order of the way they produce them. You will get lost.
I tried very hard to watch all of the shows of Final Destination, and I think I made it to 3. And there's only, what, 6 of them?
There's a whole shit ton.
Uh-huh.
And there are some that I can't watch. I'm like, seriously, you made this many?
Ouch.
Kind of like, if you like scary movies, if you watch Insidious, there's 4. But The Last Key, it's called Insidious 4, The Last Key, is actually the first movie.
Oh, really? I don't think I've
watched
any
shows,
of them.
Yeah, it shows how she, they're really good. If you're into that, you know, whole freaky deaky shit, you know, not ghosts, but spirits and entities and all that shit. Yeah, and so that's what's weird about it. Also, the married couple in Insidious are the same two who do Lorraine and Ed Warren in all of the Annabelle and shit like that.
There's more than one Annabelle?
Yes, there's Annabelle Creation, Annabelle Comes Home, and Annabelle, and they made them out of order.
I think I might have watched maybe a half hour of Annabelle because I fell asleep.
And then The Nun, which is really weird, is The Nun and the Annabelle ones, and what's the other one? There's all of those movies, they're all tied together. It has the same characters from, and so, and what's really funny is people think that doll Annabelle that they have, that porcelain doll, that's not the real Annabelle. Do you know the real Annabelle is actually Raggedy Ann?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got like 30 of them in my room on shelves.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. It's not the original, it's not the Raggedy Ann doll, which is considered Annabelle because it was from the little girl. And it's a conduit of the evil spirit went into the doll and then ended up going to whatever. But no, I mean, come if you think about it, think about it logically. The porcelain doll they use is creepier than an actual Raggedy Ann doll, a stuffed animal doll. And that's why they did that. They didn't. And there is a documentary about Ed and Lorraine Warren that I don't believe it because there was a girl. They said that Ed used to beat Lorraine and all this other shit. And I went, I don't buy it. I've seen too many of the movies and I've read too much on it. And the girl got pissed off that she could not have any of the rights to it. They took her in and all this other crap. And it's like, wow, really? Yeah, I wanted to know how much of this stuff is true. And it is true. Everything in those movies, I forgot what it's called. The Devil Made Me Do It is the last one. Hold on a second. Let's look at that real quick. They actually do have a whole room that a priest blesses that room every week.
I thought that doll was in the museum or something, and then it closed a piece of glass, and you're not allowed to touch the glass.
Huh?
I thought that was the doll that was in the museum, I thought I heard it was in the museum, and put in a glass case, and you're not even allowed to touch the glass.
Yeah, they had to use, it is, it's not in the museum. It's actually in, now that they're both dead, I think he died last. I think, but a priest, they used glass from an actual church, from the windows, and they used that, and they had to bless it. It gets blessed every single week to this day, still. Wow. All the shit that... Everything that's in, so the Conjuring movies, the Annabelle Creation, all of those are about Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Huh.
Oh, I did not know this. Oh, wow. So, in addition to the Conjuring and the Annabelle, the last Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, is really good. And like I said, there's a movie called The Nun, which ties into one of the other movies, and it's supposed to take place like 30 or 40 years before. And it's really, like I said, you've got to watch these movies in a certain order. But Amityville, let's see, hold on a sec. There's The Conjuring 2, Conjuring 3, Annabelle spinoff, so all the Annabelles, The Nun, and The Curse of La Llorona are all a part of every single thing they've done. And also Amityville Horror. You ever see those movies made in the 70s and 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
The Lutz family in Amityville, yeah, that was actually a case that they worked on. It had to do with
them.
The Haunted, that was made in 1991, it also had... they didn't have the same two people who played Ed and Lorraine, but it was still the same two people, the real people. The Haunting in Connecticut, I had no idea.
I've heard of that movie.
With the boy, he had cancer. He had cancer, and the hospital was so far away from their home, and they had to go stay in this place, in this house. I come to find out it was a mortician's. It used to be a mortuary. And the Yeah, it's pretty good. It is actually pretty good. But yeah, all of the but yeah, so I thought it was pretty cool. Like I said, useless knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back and let's see. Oh, wow. This goes way back. The character Mork from Mork and Mindy first appeared on what show?
Oh, wow. Happy Days.
Yep.
Really?
What? Yeah. I did not know he was on Happy Days before he was on Mork and Mindy.
Nanu, Nanu. What on Happy Days?
Nanu Shatvah. What show featured Gordon Shumway, an alien life form from the planet Melmac, arriving on Earth, living with the Tanner family?
Taxi.
I remember. Huh?
Taxi.
Ow!
Elf. When you said Nanu.
Oh, that was Morgan Mindy.
No, there he is, finally going to show up for the show.
Bite me.
What show?
Scream on.
Two FBI agents, Mulder and Scully, investigate cases that appear to involve the paranormal. What was the show called?
FBI Files.
No.
Forensic.
No. Close. The X-Files?
Yeah, X-Files.
Which show was initially a miniseries from 1993, but also rebooted a series from 2009 featuring aliens coming to Earth seemingly for aid, but it's not all what it seems? I did not know that. I forgot about this. I watched the original. I did not watch the reboot because they fucked it up. They were lizards.
Oh, Big Eyes.
Yeah, well, what was the TV show called?
Land of the Lost.
No, V.
V?
Yeah, V, as in Victor.
Oh.
Okay, here's something that I learned from watching V, that TV show, the original. As soon as Michael Ironside joined the cast of V, the series died. And it, don't get me wrong, I like Michael Ironside, but if it's in a TV show, if he joins the cast for some reason, the whole show goes to shit and it gets canceled. But he makes good movies. But it's for some reason, I don't know if it's because people don't like him. But yeah, that's what I found out about him. As soon as he joins a cast of a TV show, it gets canceled. What TV series is a British science fiction sitcom which takes place on a mining spacecraft, which is eponymous? Whatever the hell that means. Oh, never mind. Oh, Jesus. You're never going to guess it.
Mining spacecraft. That sounds very familiar.
Um, caller. Let me make sure that's the right answer. It's called Red Dwarf.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea. What cult show, speaking of cults, created by Josh Weldon was canceled after 11 episodes? It was described as a space western.
Spaceballs.
No, Firefly.
Oh, I never even heard of it.
Which TV sci-fi show ran for 5 series from 1989 and featured a physicist who leaped through space-time during an experiment in time travel, but temporarily taking the place of other people to correct historical mistakes?
Oh, I just seen that one, too, not too long ago.
is now on one of the NCIS TV shows.
I don't know if it's one of the NCI shows.
It's Scott Bakula.
Quantum Leap.
Yep, I used to watch that. I used to watch Quantum Leap.
I did, too. I watched a lot of them.
I'm just looking for other. Did you watch any of the Star Trek?
I mean, kind of did here and there back in the day. Because my brothers made me, because they wouldn't let me turn the channel or they would break my fingers.
Oh, my dad watched the original Star Trek. And then it went into the one with Jean-Luc Picard and all that. I'm done with all that shit.
I think that's why I didn't get stuck watching them shows.
You know what? It's another good show that I used to, my dad watched. He got me into Sliders.
It had Jerry Connelly in it.
It's more like Quantum Leap. It's another one of those shows. Yeah, I mean, there's been so many of them. In soccer, what part of the body cannot touch the ball?
The head.
No, the head can touch the ball.
The hands, I'm sorry, the hands.
What sporting equipment is used for striking a tennis ball?
Racket.
What's it called?
Racket.
A racket.
Racket. Just a racket.
What sport uses a net, a racket, and a shuttlecock? I didn't know that's what they called it.
Badminton.
Badminton. I thought it was always called a birdie. You know, give me the birdie. Which of the following sports does not use a ball? Golf, tennis, hockey, or polo?
Hockey.
Yeah, because I use a puck.
A puck. A puck. A puck.
Okay, let's see. What sporting event is held every year on Memorial Day? This is hard for you. This would be the last of it. I did not know this.
I don't know.
The Indianapolis 500.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I don't get into NASCAR and all that. I don't just, you know. Damn. Okay. What sport is Bella Caroli known for coaching? Forgot that's how you spell his last name. This is from the 80s. He's Russian.
Gymnastics.
Yep. Women's gymnastics.
Really?
Yeah.
I just guessed.
What is the only sport to be played on the moon? Oh, now I get it. Okay. I'm guessing. This is why they say that. It's the only sport to be played on the moon.
I don't know.
Golf. And I'm wondering if it's because of the sand pit, like the craters on the moon, unless there's another thing that they have. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's why, but how old was Tiger Woods when he won the Masters?
40. 30.
21.
32. Oh.
21. His first one. Now he's irrelevant. I don't care anybody says.
Right.
Let's see. How many Olympic Games were held in countries that no longer exist? Wow.
I don't know.
Three. So three countries that were in the Olympic Games are no longer countries. So there's three countries. What? Oh, this is sad. What is the only team in the NFL to neither host nor play in the Super Bowl?
Vikings. Really?
Yeah.
The Cowboys then.
No, the Cowboys have been. No, the Cleveland Browns. The Super Bowl has never been played in Cleveland, nor has Cleveland ever been in the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
How much does an NFL football weigh? I didn't know this.
3.2 pounds. No, it's got to be heavier than
one.
That.
6.3. No.
4 pounds?
One. One.
One?
Yeah.
Feels heavier than that, all that leather.
Oh my God. I feel old as fuck now. What NFL team lost the very first Super Bowl in 1970?
Vikings. No, they never made it to the Super Bowl. What am I saying?
Yeah, they have. They have. In 1970.
Oh, yeah. They have.
They're the first team to lose. Minnesota. Did you know what team is considered to be the oldest in the NFL?
Packers.
Yeah. You know there was only six teams when the NFL originally started?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing the Pack or the Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota.
Yeah, the Vikings, the Packers. Yeah, all of those were the original. What team has the record of scoring the most points in a single Super Bowl?
Oh, Packers.
The 49ers.
Yeah.
Wow. What team won three Super Bowls in the 90s?
Packers.
The Cowboys.
I'm going to get it right one of these times.
The Cowboys won three times in the 90s.
Oh, they actually won?
Yeah. All right, I hate basketball. No hockey questions. stuff. That's all. We got 7 minutes left. We can go ahead and end early.
Okay.
You don't have to argue with me about that. Five more hours. I'll be up for 24 hours.
Lorna's falling asleep.
I am. I'm done. I'm about done. I can't go no more.
You got to work tomorrow?
No. I got tomorrow off. Got to work Monday. Have Tuesday off. Work Thursday. Have Friday off and work Saturday.
I'll give you a call.
Whopping 4 hours each day.
I'll do a video call to you tomorrow afternoon with the kids.
Oh, okay.
Because they've been asking for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to tell Colt and Mr. Little Man happy birthday.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Kimmy, thank you for another great show.
No problem.
Lorna, as usual, thanks for being here. And thank you to our listeners. Let's get some more participation out of this broadcasts. Get some questions going. But I like to say God bless America, God bless our children, first responders, the missing, our veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.